Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
And this afternoon, I went down to Lighthouse to... I actually got a little personal sneaky preview of Collisions.
I have heard good things about this.
I was reeling from it. It's a 15-minute virtual reality film. So if you've never done virtual reality before, you put on a headset and earphones, so effectively your sight and your sound is entirely within this world, and it's 360 degrees, and you look around you everywhere you go, and it's set in the Australian outback, and it's based around the recollection of a British nuclear test out there, and the story is about the narrative. It's not exactly a narrative, but you know the point of it is about the care for the land that the Indigenous Australian people had, and then British government comes bang and bombs, but there's a particular point in it. I mean, a lot of it leaves you quite vertiginous because a lot of it is filmed from very high up and you're looking down, and you, obviously you can't see your feet, but you're looking down at the ground and you're flying across the outback. There's one part where the atomic bomb goes off and you look up and you flinch. I'm not. This is not a spoiler. It won't spoil it for you because you actually have to be there to experience, but it makes you flinch as you see the particles from the bomb coming down. And it's, if you like kangaroos as well, it'll make you feel quite sad. Stunning experience. Absolutely. And Rebecca, you must go to it. You must go.
No, when you hinted that this had been great, and I had a friend who went and said exactly the same thing about it. So that's two votes saying amazing.
Yeah.
I had a look and there's not that much availability left, I see. There is still some tickets, but not a great deal because you have to book your slots on that, don't you?
Yeah. So it's a 15-minute slot. And to be honest, you know, 15 minutes is pretty much, it's fine. It's the limit because, you know, A, it makes you disorientated being in that environment, but B, you know, just the impact of it.
Powerful stuff. Stunning,
yes, yeah.
And it's only a fiver.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So that is Collisions at Lighthouse. So definitely go, beg, steal, borrow a ticket. Book up now.
And on a totally different level, one of the things that I would have liked to have seen was The Unfair, which, you know, we've talked a lot about how dark Festival is, and this looked like
a way of releasing
that darkness, but it ain't going to happen. Do you want to tell us what's happened?
Yeah, this is really annoying. We were looking at this in the programme, and I contacted The Unfair to say, oh, we'd love to come down and do a piece. We'll get you in the studio. It was, to be a fair, taking place down the New Steen this weekend, Friday through to Sunday, where effectively you get rid of your anger and you get rid of your tensions by going to the fair. And it sounds absolutely fascinating.
Lots of fair games and, you know, activities and stalls and let off a bit of steam, the whole family. But their idea of anger in the world and plenty to be angry about, well, they've got a good reason to be angry themselves, haven't they, the people behind The Unfair?
Yes, we got a message from them this afternoon to say that they were in Leeds and one of the two vans containing their installation was stolen. So they've lost it, which, I mean, it's absolutely gutting. You know, it's a rotten, rotten thing to do. What's someone going to do with a van full of fairground bits and bobs other than just kind of trash it, probably? So, sadly, The Unfair this weekend is not going to be happening, and they do say they hope to return to Brighton and the festival as soon as they can, but it ain't going to happen this time round.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.